Kerr glowed with a smile.
You can say that. None of these damned helmets or canopies. Unlimited breathe gas. The whole atmosphere is breathe gas. Wonderful. Good gravity, not thin like this. Everything, a gorgeous purple. And females aplenty. When I get out of here, maybe, if Turl fixes it so I can, I'm gonna have me 10 wives and just sit all day chomping Kerbango and rolling the females.
Don't they have to import all the breathe gas here?
Yes, indeed. You can't make it on other planets. It takes certain elements that seldom exist off Cyclo.
I should think the home planet would run out of atmosphere.
Oh, no. The elements are in the rocks and even the core, and it just makes more and more. See those drums over there?
Johnny looked at a pyramid of drums that had evidently just come in on reverse teleportation from Cyclo. Trucks with lifts were loading them. And just as he looked, a truck was shifting some barrels aboard the last freighter in.
Those drums are going back overseas.
How many mine sites are there?
Kerr scratched where his dome met his collar.
16, I think.
Huh. Where are they located?
Said Johnny, being very casual. Kerr started to shrug, and then had a happy thought.
Yeah.
He reached into a rear pocket and brought out a sheaf of papers. He had used the back of a map to make some work assignment notes on. He unfolded it. Although it was covered with creases and dirt, it was quite plain. It was the first time Johnny had seen a map of the whole planet. With a searching talon, Kerr counted.
Ah, yep. 16 with 2 substations. That's the lot.
What's a substation?
Kerr pointed up at the pylon. Other pylons marched southwest into the distance until they were dwindling specks.
That power line comes in from a hydroelectric installation several hundred miles from here. It's an ancient dam. The company changed all the machinery in it, and it gives us all our power here for transshipment. It's a substation.
Any workers there?
Oh no, all automatic. There's another substation on the overseas south continent. It's not manned either.
Johnny looked at the map. He was excited, but showed none of it. He counted 5 continents. Every mine site was precisely marked. He reached over and took a pen out of Kerr's breast pocket.
How many machines do I still have to be checked out on?
Asked Johnny. Kerr thought about it.
There's drillers, hoist.
Johnny reached over and took the map and folded it so there was a fresh blank space on the back. He began to list the machines as Kerr called them out. When the list was finished, Johnny gave Kerr his pen, but casually put the map in his pouch. Johnny stood up and stretched. He hunkered back down and said,
"Tell me some more about Cyclo. Sure must be an interesting place."
Oh, yeah. Well,
the assistant operations officer chattered on. Johnny listened intently. The data was a valuable flood, and the map in his pouch crackled comfortingly. When just one man was taking on the whole empire of the Cyclos in the hope of freeing his people, every scrap of information had value beyond price. The engulfing roar of company operations thundered around them in enormous power.